All right, good evening, everyone, and welcome back to After Hours, Let's Talk. The show where the world quiets down, but our thoughts get louder. I'm your host, Shorty For Real, and tonight we're talking about something I've always wondered. Why does the night have this way of pulling the truth out of us? You know, when the sun sets, we don't just turn off the lights, we loosen the guardrail. The late night texts get sent, the unspoken feelings find their voice, and suddenly the things we couldn't say at noon feel effortless to confess at midnight. So tonight, we're going to explore that mystery. Why we open up more when the world is quiet. And of course, I've got a few anonymous listener confessions that prove nighttime honesty is not for the faint of heart. So grab your tea or your glass of wine and let's talk. All right. So for what's on your mind tonight, you know, it's my favorite segment, you guys. This is where we listen to some submissions from anonymous or named listeners. And our submission tonight comes from Starlight. And she writes, "There's something about 1 a.m. that makes me want to pour my heart out. I told someone last night that I loved them, and I'm not sure if I meant it. Maybe I did, or maybe it was just the quiet making me feel safe." Thank you so much, Starlit, for that. And that right there, you guys, that's exactly what I mean. The stillness at night. It feels like an unspoken permission slip for vulnerability. There's no rush, no distractions, just you, your thoughts, and whoever's on the other end of the line. But here's the question. Is this deep honesty or just the illusion of intimacy that darkness gives us? Well, we're definitely going to get into that. So, moving into our main story here. Here's the thing. Late night honesty isn't just poetic, it's psychological. Our brains are less guarded at night, especially when we're tired. We're less filtered. You know, the part of the brain that controls inhibition is more relaxed. The world's background noise is gone, it's disappeared. We have no emails pinging, no traffic roaring, no social obligations, just quiet, complete stillness, absolutely nothingness, is what I like to call it. It's just that quiet creates emotional space. And we as humans, we crave connection more at night. You know, that loneliness can feel sharper in the dark. And when we crave connection, we tend to skip the small talk. We overlook it. We want to get right down to the nitty-gritty. Take a deep dive into our emotions and our feelings. And I'll be honest with you, I've been guilty of 2 a.m. truth bombs. I've confessed feelings, fears, even mistakes. I have become completely vulnerable in the latest hours. Let's see. I mean, it makes me feel safe. All of these things in the safety of night. And in the morning, I sometimes feel relieved. And sometimes I feel even more vulnerable. I even feel embarrassed sometimes, but never do I ever feel indifferent. Because here's the magic of night. It doesn't just make you talk. It makes you mean what you say in that moment, in that very moment. Whether or not you still mean it at sunrise, that's another story. So we're going to take a pause right now, and I'm going to go into a listener confession. Just some confessions about late night honesty. The first one is, I told my best friend's brother I wanted him, and he showed up at my door 15 minutes later. Now that is wild, because that person obviously was feeling the same way. The next one is, I finally told my mom I knew she'd been lying about who my dad was. She cried. I cried. We both couldn't sleep. Now that's a heavy one, because I know how those kind of thoughts can weigh on you and seem to eat at you late at night. And I can definitely see how that can come out in the middle of the night. And last, we have the last night, I'm sorry, I admitted to my partner that I'm not sure I want to get married. And they just said, I know. Now that's deep. That one hurts a little bit. But it also lets you know the person that asked you to marry them knows you more than you probably expected them to. See, these are why I love doing this show, because they prove that midnight honesty is raw, unfiltered, and sometimes life-changing. And I love it. I love the raw, unfiltered person and humans that we are, to be vulnerable and to put yourself out there. I feel like it's what life is about. So, we're going to end the night with the quote of the night. The night is honest. It strips away the noise of the day and leaves only the truth we've been avoiding. I'm going to let that sit with you guys for a little bit. Because whether you like to admit it or not, if you sit back and you think, when were you most honest in your life? Either to yourself or to others. I guarantee you might notice that the majority of those times is when you had time to sit in quietness and in the stillness of the night and really think and be real with yourself about how you're feeling and the emotions your mind is taking you through. So, here's my challenge for you tonight. Before you send that late night text or make that midnight call, ask yourself if it's your heart speaking or just the quiet coaxing the words out. This has been another episode of After Hours, Let's Talk. And I'll see you under the same moonlight next time. Until then, keep your secrets safe or share them. After all, the night is listening. Catch you guys next time.